You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Shares of Adani Group companies tanked up to 4% in trade on reports from OCCRP, an investigative reporting platform that suggested hundreds of millions of dollars were invested in publicly traded group stocks through Mauritius-based opaque investment funds managed by partners of promoter family of billionaire Gautam Adani. However, the already embattled Adani Group denied all such charges. On the BSE, Adani Green Energy stock plummeted 4.43% to ₹927.65 each, with a market capitalization of ₹1.47 lakh crores. The Adani Power Scrip tumbled 3.82% to ₹315.85, while flagship company Adani Enterprises dropped 3.56% to ₹2,424. The report indicated that in two instances with Adani stock holdings, once amounting to $430 million, the investors were closely connected to the Adani family. Up next, the Q1 GDP numbers expected to be announced, and the economy is expected to come out with shining performance in the first quarter. According to RBI, it expects Q1 GDP to come in at 8%. However, going forward, RBI's projection for Q2 indicates growth to taper off to 6.5% and maintain the 6% level even in Q3. Q4, as per the RBI projection, is likely to take the maximum hit, with the central bank estimating a 5.7% reading with risks broadly balanced. Real GDP growth for Q1 2024-25 is projected at 6.6% by RBI. The RBI statement after the last policy meeting in August emphasized that the recovery in kharif sowing and rural incomes, the buoyancy in services and consumer optimism should support household consumption. Moving on, a recently published report reveals that the pervasive issue of air pollution is exacting a heavy toll on the residents of South Asia, shortening their lifespans by an alarming 5.1 years on average. The region, which hosts countries like Bangladesh, India, Nepal and Pakistan, accounts for more than 50% of the global life years lost due to elevated pollution. The report was titled Air Quality Life Index Annual Update 2023. The report further revealed that if pollution levels had remained at the year 2000 levels, residents of these countries would have only lost 3.3 years of life expectancy. However, the alarming spike in pollution levels over the years has elevated this loss to a staggering 5.2 years by 2021. In other developments, the BRICS summit witnessed the implementation of China's BRICS Plus initiative. The decision to broaden the BRICS coalition is rooted in the strategic restructuring of a multipolar global landscape. The purpose behind BRICS expansion remains unclear at this point. If the expansion is driven by concerns about the dominance of the dollar, it could pose challenges because the new and old members are deeply intertwined with the dollar economy, with few exceptions. Argentina is an example of a case where its inclusion in BRICS could potentially cast a negative economic outlook on the alliance. Argentina's argument for joining BRICS faces some significant challenges, primarily stemming from the prolonged economic turmoil the country has been grappling with since 2018. Meanwhile, Chinese state media report at least 121 passenger trains are suspending service in anticipation of the arrival of Typhoon Saola, while people in coastal areas of southern China were being warned to stay away from the coastline. The suspensions on key lines running from north to south, as well as on the regional networks, will begin Thursday and continue through September 6th. China's National Meteorological Center said Saola was moving towards the coast at a speed of about 15 kilometers per hour and is due to make landfall Friday afternoon in the southern province of Guangzhou, with sustained winds of 119 kph and gusts of up to 220 kilometers per hour. In other news, England is going to roll out the world's first 7-minute cancer treatment injection. Britain's National Health Service will become the world's first health body to provide this medical breakthrough that can reduce the time of treatment by up to 3/4. On Tuesday, NHS England stated that hundreds of patients who were treated with the immunotherapy are set to receive under-the-skin injections of atezolizumab, which will eventually lead to more time for cancer teams. The jab has been approved by the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Currently, patients get the life-extending immunotherapy atezolizumab in hospitals directly into their veins through drug transfusion. Lastly, a massive fire which broke out in a multi-story building in South Africa's biggest city, Johannesburg, claimed at least 64 lives, emergency services said on Thursday. Another 43 people were injured in the blaze that broke out in the pre-dawn hours. An Associated Press report quoted emergency services spokesman Robert Malaudzi as saying, He also added that the death toll might still increase. The authorities informed that at least one child was among the dead. As per the latest report, the fire had been largely extinguished, but smoke still seeped out of windows of the blackened building downtown. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.